Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and we just went through the trades. Rashid Shaheed being dealt off to the Seattle Seahawks for our fourth and fifth round picks in 2026. Trevor Penning, former first round pick, being dealt off to the LA Chargers for a sixth round pick in 2027. I had not heard this entire interview, so Charlie, I want to thank you. You saved the entire interview. I heard snippets of it. But this, I think, once you listen to it, and this is an interview Mike Haas did with Saints Executive Vice President, General Manager Mickey Loomis a couple weeks back, it tells you the story that the Saints, for a lot of people calling about, you know, you got to trade all these guys. The Saints were not going to be sellers here in this market. So, Charlie, I'll have you play that interview that Mike Haas did with Mickey Loomis for the Saints Hour. This was back in late October.
If this is a building, I don't like the word rebuilding or whatever, it's a building time for this team, is it possible to say if you're going to be a big player, a little player, don't play? I mean, how do you look at the trade deadline?
Yeah, I don't know that we go in with any particular philosophy about the trade deadline. You know, here's what happens is that, you know, the teams that aren't doing well, everybody presumes they're sellers. And the teams that are doing well, everyone presumes that they're buyers. And so, you know, we obviously have been the subject of a lot of rumors. And I'm assuming, and we have gotten a few calls about different guys. And look, we'll look at each you know, we'll look at each thing individually. We'll discuss it. But I'm not in the I don't think we're in the business of trading away good players unless the deals are just too good to refuse. Yeah, I think I'll just leave it at that.
Would you like more than five picks?
Well, everyone would like more than five picks. Absolutely.
Unfortunately, they don't give them away. You have to give something away to get them, right?
Yeah, we're a long ways away from the draft and you know, where we pick and how many we have is yet to be determined.
That was Mike Haas in his one-on-one interview back in late October. Was that the 25th, Charlie?
It was the 21st, Mike. It was
21st. Okay.
It was 2 weeks ago today, actually, where he had him on the Saints Hour. There's more to it there, but that was kind of the specific chunk where Mickey talks about that they weren't necessarily in quote-unquote sell mode, and that there's all this speculation on all these players that could have been moved ahead of the deadline, Mike, and that Mickey Loomis may have had a high price tag on some pieces, and that's why they only really did move on from Rashid Shaheed and Trevor Penning ahead of the deadline. But those are kind of his comments about, you know, entering the trade deadline and what their philosophies were, and that he would have had to been blown out of the water by offers to move on from some of these players.
If there was a question mark about he was in the seller's mode, he answered that the 21st and saying they were not going to be. Okay, and the buck stops with Mickey Loomis. He's the boss. Okay, he makes the final Connor Gavel hit on all personnel moves. Mickey's spoke to us numerous times about it, that everything's discussed, and when it comes back, he has the final say on all personnel moves. On the October 21st, he basically told you, we're not going to be sellers unless it's a great deal for the Saints, or what he considered to be a great deal for the Saints.
Right.
So he basically told you exactly sort of what happened today if you thought other guys were going to get moved. And I'm sure the talk about other players centered around Alante Taylor, around a Carl Granderson, that what would it take to kind of free those guys up, you know, in a trade, and could not come up with that deal. So what Mickey Loomis said to Mike Hoss a couple weeks ago turned out to be true. Now, you did two deals, but it wasn't these all kind of just, hey, get rid of everything. And if you thought that, and we never thought, Bobby and I talked about it, we didn't think that would be the case here. That's never been their philosophy. And I didn't think all of a sudden that was going to change. So you heard him basically say it there on that interview that he did with Mike Hoss, that he was not going to be in the seller's mode to trade away players.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.